From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barat.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was the ninth divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet. He was the testamentary trustee and the ninth successor to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. He was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the eighth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam. Scholars, jurisprudents, narrators of traditions, and learners of wisdom and sciences came to Imam al-Jawad to drink from the pure fountain of his sciences and cultures. Jurisprudents have reported much from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam concerning the various verdicts of the Islamic Sharia, worships, mu'amalat, the different business dealings, and other branches of jurisprudence, and all have been recorded in the encyclopedias of jurisprudence and hadith.
Parts of Ziyara texts of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Peace be upon you, O shining lights. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, we find that in one such dialogue between some philosophers and theologians and Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, these philosophers and theologians asked the following question to Imam al-Jawad. They asked, "Tell us about the exalted Lord. He has names and attributes in his book, the Quran. Are these names and attributes equal to Allah?" Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam replied, "Glory be to Allah. And Allah is far above to have anything or anyone associated with Him. Allah has existed when there was no creation, and then it was Allah who created them to be the means between Him and His creatures, to beseech and worship Allah by them. They are His mention, and He who is mentioned by the mention is Allah, the one and only God, who has existence since no beginning. The meanings of Allah's attributes have existed, and the meaning of them is Allah, and separating and uniting them do not befit Allah. Dear friends, we find in this dialogue where Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam talks about Tawheed, he talks about Islamic monotheism. And it is interesting, but we find that these words of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam are truly quite profound, where every single sentence and every single phrase can be stopped and reflected upon. And so we find that ultimately, when we speak of Tawheed and Islamic monotheism, it is that Allah is far above to have anything or anyone associated with Him. Allah is an indivisible that cannot be divided, and it suffices to say that Allah is the one and only God. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9 years old. Basically, look at the special wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to our ninth Imam. What is zinat? Beauty. We even had a marriage. You know, we hear many times, Inna Allah jamilun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful and He loves beauty. And we hear it mostly in the context of marriage ceremonies. But we do realize that, you know, when we talk about the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Jameel and He likes Jamal, it's not really about physical beauty. Especially in the marriage ceremony and in the context of marriage, you know, the beauty is actually in the eyes of the beholder. For every groom, the wife, the bride is the Zulaykha, and for her, that's her Yusuf. You know, so, but we had to realize that when we talk about zinat and beauty and jamal, from the Islamic perspective, when you look at the Quran and the ahadith of the Masumeen, this concept transcends, you know, physical realm. It covers our moral and ethical dimension also, and it even reaches to the level of spirituality. If you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually talks about different dimensions of zinat when He talks about the earth itself. But let's go to the hadith of the Imam, where Imam talks about a zinat in a very different level. He's talking about the zinat in the character of a human being. Zinat in the akhlaq of a human being. There are about 12 to 15 issues that he talks about it. And he says, in all this situation that you might find yourself, you have to look for the element in that situation which can be zenith for you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.